السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا فشارف إلى الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريز دورة هذا الشاهكي محمد اقتطاب رحمة الله تعالى عليه. هذا الشعر The title is دلے پر آرزو رکھتے ہوئے بے آرزو رہنا. دلے پر آرزو رکھتے ہوئے بے آرزو رہنا. حقیقت میں تو رہنا ہے یہی باحق ہو رہنا. حقیقت میں تو رہنا ہے یہی باحق ہو رہنا. کوئی رہنے میں رہنا ہے یہ محو رنگ بو رہنا. کوئی رہنے میں رہنا ہے یہ محو رنگ بو رہنا. حقیقت میں تو رہنا ہے یہی با حق ہو رہنا. کوئی رہنے میں رہنا ہے یہ محو رنگ بو رہنا. علامت جذب پنہا کی یہی معلوم ہوتی ہے. علامت جذب پنہا کی یہی معلوم ہوتی ہے. تیری خاطر میری ہر سانس وقف جستجو رہنا. تیری خاطر میری ہر سانس وقف جستجو رہنا. یہ دعوت بے زبان بھی ہے مگر آتش فشاں بھی ہے. یہ دعوت بے زبان بھی ہے مگر آتش فشاں بھی ہے. گریباں چاک ہو کر عشق میں کو حق. گریباں چاک ہو کر عشق کے حق میں کو بکو رہنا. گریباں چاک ہو کر عشق کے حق میں کو بکو رہنا. حقیقت بندگی کی ہے یہی اے دوست تو سن لو. حقیقت بندگی کی ہے یہی اے دوست تو سن لو. دل پر آرزو رکھتے ہوئے بے آرزو رہنا. دل پر آرزو رکھتے ہوئے بے آرزو رہنا. میرے احباب مجلس سے کوئی پوچھے مزہ اس کا. میرے احباب مجلس سے کوئی پوچھے مزہ اس کا. بشرح درد دل اختر کا محو گفتگو رہنا. بشرح درد دل اختر کا محو گفتگو رہنا. حقیقت میں تو رہنا ہے یہی باحق ہو رہنا. کوئی رہنے میں رہنا ہے یہ محو رنگ بو رہنا. دل پر آرزو رکھتے ہوئے بے آرزو رہنا.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. دلے پر آرزو رکھتے ہوئے بے آرزو رہنا. Having a heart full of desires but living a life without fulfilling any of those desires. That is the najais, haram desires that a person doesn't do at all. Even some halal desires, preferably that a person doesn't fulfill them also. On one occasion, a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, and other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum spoke very highly about him. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked them, should he remember death often? They say, no, we shouldn't remember him remembering death. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked if he give up at any time any of his permissible desires. They say, no, that also he did not, we don't know. Say, then he's not of that position which you people are speaking. So to remember death often takes a person very high by Allah. And to give up permissible desires also. And Allah wants that also from us in Ramadan. That is all what Ramadan is all about. What is permissible for you, halal food, your halal wife. But Allah wants you to give that up for the day. And that is what. So, and that is what tarbiyat and nurturing also is. A person got a habit of speaking a lot. Shaykh tells him, don't speak at all. Speaking is jais, but now it gives him so that his speaking can come under control. A person likes to sit and talk with everyone, have majlis everywhere, all the time discussion. Shaykh tells him, you don't sit and discuss with anyone whatsoever. So that is also a very great thing. So permissible things are also sometimes where a person has to stay away from them. And like for example, eating also, you still feel like eating, it is permissible, but you stop eating in a reasonable time when your stomach is now reasonably full, and that also is different for every person, for different times, before they should eat very, very little. Our times we won't manage with that, but at least now also, that a person gives up some extra things, etc., some perhaps some achars and some chutneys or something like that. This all will help him also a lot. And after all, doctors also will tell you, hakims will tell you, no spicy food for 6 months or so, no milk for so long, no rice for so long, whatever it is. So as a treatment, permissible things are also. So this Hazrat says that to a person who has got a lot of desires, the haram desires that a person has to, that's out of the, but even some permissible desires that a person doesn't fulfill them. حقیقت میں تو رہنا ہے یہی باحق وہو رہنا. In reality, what is life? How should we live our life? باحق وت اللہ تعالی وین وہو رہنا. In other words, only it's Allah, no one else. Only Allah is in my heart, no one else is in my heart. That is what is really called life. And those who got that in their lives, mashallah, Allah gave them such great honor in this world. They had to go through difficult times. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, days on end sometimes just eating grass at all, and sometimes not coming out for namaz also, for jamaat namaz. No clothes. He sold his clothes in order to acquire hadith, knowledge of hadith. He couldn't come out. He just had the very, very basics. So these people, for what they sacrificed everything? For Allah Ta'ala. And what was in their heart? Outwardly we will say these people were suffering. They were in great difficulty. Many such people. Imam Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. His father passed away at a young age, so his mother then took him to the washerman and told him that teach my son to wash clothes, he can earn money, or we can carry on living. But he saw Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh with his students, his heart inclined that side. And he started attending the lessons. Mother reprimanding him, you must go and wash clothes and you must learn the trade and bring money. But he was just going there. He was saying, I just enjoy that. So the mother went and told Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that explain the son of mine that he has to work and bring money and he would, so that we can carry on, meet our expenses. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh said, just leave him, he wants to come by me, let him carry on. One day he will eat such a faluda, a very special, he will sit on a turquoise carpet and he will eat a very, very special faluda which very few people get. Mother got very cross that this old man I entered so that he could explain my son. But now he made the opposite also. He carried on, and then they were Harun al-Rashid was also, they were classmates also. Harun al-Rashid was also a great alim also. But he went in that line, and he became the king of the time, and he had a lot of in this dunya also, knowledge. He was a pious person also. So one day when Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah Ali went and visit him, then he made him sit on a turquoise carpet. And then he told one of the workers, bring that special faluda which we had made. Then he gave it to Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah Ali, and he told him, have this, this is a very, very special faluda. So then Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah Ali smiled. So he asked, what's the reason of the smile? He said, I remember that time when my mother went to Imam Abu Hanifa and told him all that, and now today I can see that how true it has come. That Allah Ta'ala has blessed me so much in this dunya. But what they had to go through, what difficulties and hardship. And many, many buzurgs didn't see any good in this world, worldly-wise. Everything was for the akhirah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, when dunya's gifts used to come to him, whatever, in cash or kind or whatever, then he used to cry. And he should read the ayat of the Quran Sharif, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا. All the good you did, you got its reward in this dunya already. So he say, I'm so afraid that Allah is giving it to me here already. And a person who has got that yaqeen, he will want it only there in the akhirah. So this is what a person has to strive for, work for, and with that yaqeen that yeah, we can go through some difficulties, hardships, but what we're going to get in the akhirah. So that is what is real life, to be with Allah Ta'ala. And you have Allah in your heart, you got everything if you have got Allah Ta'ala. And all this is an effort, which is an ongoing effort till maut. There is no end to it. Koi rehne mein rehna hai, ye mehwa rang wabu rehna. You call this life, enjoy this dunya, the entertainment of this dunya, and the beautiful attractions of dunya, that you call life. No, life is that you live with Allah Ta'ala, the creator of all these things. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion he was resting. When he got up, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was there, and the marks of the grass mat was on his body. So he cried also, and he said, the kings of Persia and Rome, they are on batil, on falsehood. But what enjoyable life they have got, what comfort and enjoyment they have got. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Umar, are you still in doubt of this matter? For them is this dunya, for us is akhirat. May Allah give us that today. We are also just in that hole. We are caught up with it also. So we also just think dunya's things we must have. If we got dunya's things, then we are all right. This is just like that shepherd who caught the cub, baby lion, brought it home and brought it up with the sheep. And it forgot its roar of a lion also. Oh, it never learned it also. It was still a cub. And it started bleating like the sheep. And started a lion eating grass. Started eating grass like the sheep. And was very friendly with the sheep, living with them. One day, a real lion of the jungle came. And he saw this lion with all the sheep and not eating them. He's very, very sick. He's got no appetite. He's a very, very sick patient. So he told him, my brother, he said, I'm not your brother. These are my brothers here, the sheep. He said, he's very, very sick. He has forgotten his identity also. He doesn't know who he is also. He has forgotten his language also. So then he told him, please come with me. Let me take you for treatment. So he took him for ICU treatment, down to the river stream, whatever. And he said, look inside. Tell me, do you look like me or you look like that stupid sheep there? So then he said, no, I look like you. He said, yes, you my brother. And then that lion of the jungle roared. And this was a lion. He had the roar taped in his body. It was in his blood. So he said, you also try. So when he roared also, now he realized I'm a lion also. Now will any of the sheep be left? He'll go and he finished them all up, some for breakfast, others for lunch, whatever is left for supper, and no sheep will be left. So just like that, we also living with the non-Muslims, their environment, their culture, we forgot our identity also, who we are. We forgot our language also, what we, today our success is in degrees, our success is what our bank balance is. Whereas the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the ulama, the awliya, the great people, their success was something completely different. Their way of life, their way of thinking was completely different. So they were a different breed completely. We are a complete different. We are living with the sheep and we haven't realized. If today somebody can come and shake us up a bit properly and take us out of that dream world, this stupid dream world which we are living in, and we thinking this dunya is the end all and be all, then inshallah we will come to reality. And if such people can be produced, the world will see a complete change in a very short while. Like with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what they brought about in this world. But we have to be produced like that. Maulana Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi Kandilvi, he said, my object of this work of Da'awat and Tabligh is to produce such men. Somebody asked, they have how many? He said, I only want 313, they are sufficient. He said, how many have you got? He said, I haven't got one, sir. Hey, if we can become like that, with that iman, steel of iman, which the Quran Sharif speaks of, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Such people, not men of steel, men of iman. That man of iman, if we can, Allah Ta'ala make it, reward is by Allah, inshallah, akhirat Allah will make it. But here in this world, the world will go through a change, if we bring these qualities in us. Alamat jazb pinha ki yahi maalum hoti hai. Hazrat says, this seems to be really the sign that a person has been secretly pulled by Allah Ta'ala. Like a magnet, you don't see anything, but you put a magnet and you just see the things getting pulled towards it. So what is the sign that you are getting pulled by Allah Ta'ala? Teri khatir, meri har saans, waqfe jastuju rehna. For your sake, O Allah, to get you, O Allah, each breath of mine, I must make it waqf, just looking for you all the time. Wherever I am, wherever I go, I'm looking for you. اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھے اے ربی جہاں. That you want to look for Allah Ta'ala, which Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote, میں نے تجھے دیکھا ہے. That everywhere I have seen you, O Allah. I've seen you in the rising sun in the morning. I've seen you in the setting sun of the night. I've seen you in the rivers and in the dams. I've seen you in the lakes and in the seas and the mountains. I've seen you in the skies and in the earth and below the earth. I've seen you in myself. I've seen you everywhere, O Allah. I've seen you in a baby. I've seen you in an old man. I've seen you everywhere. This is when all the time you want to, and a person who sees Allah like this, Allah, when the eyes of the heart are open and you see Allah everywhere, then that person who has found this Allah, he has found reality. Ye da'awat be zubaan bhi hai, magar aatish fishaan bhi hai. This da'awat of mine, this love of Allah, and being engrossed in the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, and understanding who Allah is, and then a person is just quiet. To zahir bhi hai, aur to laak parde mein bhi hai, aur phir, ji, to awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to batin, that you are everywhere. When I see you, my tongue, I can't speak anymore. And when I speak, I'm just speaking about you all the time. So this, when the eyes of the heart are open and you see Allah, and now you are quiet, just pondering how great is Allah. You are having your meals and you are thinking, Ya Allah, this roti from where it came. Ya Allah, in this plate here, there is some 2-3 types of daal here. There is some veggies there, there is some mutton there, there is some achar there, there is some chutney there, some cucumber there, some carrots there. Ya Allah, who grew it? How it all grew? One water, one ground. just that one little seed which you made different and different things grow. Ya Allah. So this quietness of yours, that is, it's a quiet, my da'wah is quiet, I'm not speaking, but it's a volcano that's erupting. That the people are just also getting influence from there. And if a person comes with that niyat in the majlis of some Allah wala, and then whether he's speaking or he's quiet, but the volcano that erupts, he's not speaking also, but it's a volcano erupting. And some people are like a person who is blind, deaf, he doesn't know there's a volcano and all that what's happening. But a person who knows, from the quietness of the person, he's lifting his hand in du'as and a person is influenced. Whatever he's doing, how he meets people, you can see the qudrat of Allah, that this person is immersed in the connection with Allah Ta'ala. That how he speaks to people, how he meets people, everything. So all the signs will be there. Fariba chaak ho kar ishke haq mein ko bako rehna. And when a person reaches the stage, he's unmindful of the world. In other words, he's dressing, he's not worried. He's just got a little blanket thrown about him. Gariba chaak ho na, that these buttons are not fastened. You're not worried how you are dressed. Now you just got a little blanket, people are not interested in you, but and you are just moving from street to street, from here, from town to town, and you are just moving all the time, you are just with your beloved. Like a majzoob. A majzoob is really, when we hear the word majzoob, we think a person who's like out of his mind. But the majzoob is his name of O, of jazb, that Allah who is the jazib, he has pulled that person to Allah, to himself. So he's unmindful of the creation. His connection is with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Haqeeqat bandagi ki hai yahi ae dosto sun lo. The reality of the slavery of Allah, to be a slave of Allah Ta'ala, this is also where we have to reach. We keep our names Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Hamid, whatever, slave of Allah. But what is the reality of slavery of Allah Ta'ala? Dil pur arzu rakhte huye be arzu ho rehna. That though you have got lot of desires in your heart, you would like to have what kind of a house, what kind of a bedroom, what kind of a bathroom, what you like, your garden, what wouldn't you like to have? But for Allah's sake, that you don't fulfill any of that, our desires will be fulfilled there. And that also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stressed it a lot to the Sahaba. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went with the Sahaba and he saw on a certain house a dome was made. So he asked, what is this? So they said, is the dome, certain Ansari Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who has made it. Oh, like we got on our houses this style and that style, all the different styles. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed his unhappiness but didn't say anything. When that Sahabi came in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his face away. He went that side and made salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his face away. Few times, then he realized there is something wrong. So he asked the Sahaba, senior Sahaba, what is the matter? Well, I'm saying I'm making salam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not replying to me. So they said that this happened on that day. He went and he broke it down to the ground. Immediately, and he didn't even tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again passed by that way some day, he asked, what happened to that dome? Here was that dome. They explained the whole incident. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the worst usage of money is in buildings. Unnecessary. And just decorations and all this. And today so much we spend on those things. Many times more than the actual building though, how much we spend on this extras. All the decorations and that. So that is that you have got lot of desires but you don't fulfill them. And a person who did that, who did let go any of his desires, Allah will fulfill his desires so greatly in the akhirah. And that will be forever and ever. And there you won't have to maintain it also. You won't have to worry about anything whatsoever. Mere ahbab majlis se koi pooche maza uska. Somebody asked the friends of mine who come to my majlis, and we saw Hazrat, many of us had seen Hazrat, and in Hazrat's majlis with what, how Hazrat used to explain about Allah Ta'ala. Remember one time I asked Hazrat the meaning of one poem, and Hazrat just went off in a trance. You are so at the love of Allah. And he started explaining on that. So how Hazrat used to be. May Allah bless us with some little bit of that also, to have that love of Allah Ta'ala and to be all the time engaged in the thoughts and in the love of Allah Ta'ala. بَشَرْحِ بَرْدِ دِلْ أَخْتَرْكَ مَحْوَى كُفْتَقُوا رِحْنَا. That with opening my heart, that I explain about Allah Ta'ala with my open heart, and I'm immersed in my talks when I'm speaking. Once Hazrat was in Mauritius, and one South African Jamaat was there, and we went to meet Hazrat after Fajr, and Hazrat was speaking and carrying on. And Mir Sahib came, rahmatullah alayhi, and he said, Hazrat, breakfast is ready. Hazrat didn't pay attention. Hazrat carried on few times. Then Hazrat shouted, Mir Sahib, I'm talking about Allah Ta'ala. You telling me about breakfast here? When a person got that, we do it unfortunately as a formality. And when we just get the smell of the breakfast, then our talk, we wind up, we don't wind up also, we just stop dead there. Now breakfast is ready, let's go for breakfast. Or like when we in Jamaat, and the brothers who are in khidmat, they got the breakfast ready, we started getting the smell. They didn't have to wake us up also. We just get the smell. But yeah, we see with Hazrat, that Hazrat just, he just was so immersed. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat ka kalam, ah sehra ho mubarak, tere diwano ko. ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو سوزش غم سے تڑپتے ہوئے پروانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم فدا کرنے کو ہے دولت کو نین ابھی ہم فدا کرنے کو ہے دولت کو نین ابھی تو نے بخشا ہے جو ہم ان پھٹے دامانوں کو تو نے بخشا ہے جو ہم ان پھٹے دامانوں کو خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دو ستویرانوں کو کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دو ستویرانوں کو اہل دنیا تو چمن میں ہے گلوں کے بندے اہل دنیا تو چمن میں گلوں کے بندے ان کے دیوان تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو ان کے دیوان تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو اہل دنیا کو ہے راسائی فانی دنیا نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، حسن فانی بوتا پر مر کر گس، لیکن حسن فانی بوتا پر ہے مر کر گس، لیکن آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، ہم نے سیکھی ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو، آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو.
There is also one very beautiful poem of Hazrat, and which Hazrat wrote here in South Africa, the last five poems in 2nd of February 1994. آہ سہرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو. The sigh in the deserts are very blessed for those who are madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. That is, they are out in the deserts, far from the cities and far from all activity. They are just with Allah there in the jungles. Perhaps it was in the Kruger Park or after that, or where Hazrat saw the silence of the night, where Mir Sahib had written such poems also, at the silence of the night, where there was no wind and not a leaf was moving also. And how beautiful poems he had written. We just hardly notice anything, but how these people, just their minds go to Allah Ta'ala and see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat is writing here about his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, what his condition was. Humne dekha hai tere chaak garebano ko. He says, we have seen those friends of yours, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, that how they shouldn't worry about how they dress, etc. But they just in love with Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says that it was Hazrat's duty to wake up his Shaykh every day, 3 o'clock for tahajjud. But he said, not one day did I get the chance. Whenever I thought him is awake already. And then he is busy with his ibadat and tahajjud and zikr, etc. And tilawat, he should make 10 suparas tilawat from 3 o'clock till 11 o'clock. Then he should go and teach Bukhari Sharif. And in his recitation of tilawat, every now and then after some 8-10 ayats, he should like a steam engine building up the steam. Till that steam is not let out, it will burst. So much of the nur of Allah, with what concentration and Quran. If a person reads it like that, Allahu Akbar, what enjoyment he gets. And then all that steam that he has, that is there, and Hazrat says it should seem as though an aeroplane is going to take off now. Like that, he should make his tilawat like that. ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو، آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو. Those people that with the fire of the love of Allah, their utensils were overflowing. That love of Allah was, they couldn't contain it, it was overflowing. And this is why that when they give bayan, you can't control them. We tell them 1 hour bayan. They go 2 hours, 3 hours bayan. When that is there, you can't control it. Ours are just artificial bayans, exactly on the spot we finish up. But when a person is absorbed in that, it is completely different. Humne dekha hai tere sokhta samano ko. We have seen those that were burnt out in your love. How the clothes or anything is burnt out. Hey, these who are burnt out in your love. We have seen those people. Sozish-e-gham-se tarapte huye parwano ko. And those that were the sozish-e-gham, with the burning of the love of Allah Ta'ala, those people who are restless, and like moths that are restless, just flying around the light all the time. How these people, with that love of Allah, how they were burnt out and they were deeply immersed in the love of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much shukr we make, Hazrat came, he taught us there is something like love of Allah. Otherwise we didn't even know there is something like the love of Allah Ta'ala. We thought it's just namaz, roza, you very pious. But the love of Allah Ta'ala and taqwa to stay away from guna, the biggest ibadat. Hazrat taught us these things, otherwise where we should have thought about it also. Our mind shouldn't go. Many times we think we just come in majlis, etc. But we don't realize what treasure we are getting. Hum fida karne ko hai daulat e kaunain abhi. And this what Hazrat has given us, if we realize, Hazrat says we are prepared to sacrifice the riches of the two worlds for our Shaykh who taught us this year. Tu ne bakhsha hai jo gham in phate daamano ko. That you have given, what love of Allah you have given to these poor people whose clothes are torn also. And they are like nothing in the world, nobody regards them, but you gave them the love of Allah. So we are prepared to sacrifice whatever we have got for you. خلوت غار حیرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید. From the cave of Hira, where the first revelations came, from there the sun of Nabuwat rose. So we think that there in the mountains there, what is there in the, especially the mountains of Saudia between Makkah and Medina, that stones which are burned black with the hot sun, what is kept there? But from there came out the sun of Nabuwat, the greatest of Allah's creation came out from there. Kya samajhte ho tum e dosto veerano ko. Oh friends, what do you think of these desolate places like this? Don't think they are nothing. In fact, when Dajjal will come, he will pass by such a desolate place and he will order that place, take out all your treasures. And all the treasures, gold, silver, diamonds, whatever it might be, will come and will follow him like a swarm of bees. Our bees follow the queen bee, like that, all the treasures. So many times also we don't know, we look for prime property in the cities. We don't know that property which looks like completely nothing. Maybe it's a diamond field. Maybe there's gold buried there. We don't know where the treasures are. So this treasures of the jungle where the Noor of Nabuwat and Allah's Nabi was born there, what and what comes out from there. In the same way, don't just think that this is a very big Maulana, very big title, famous and that. You don't know some ordinary person here that we don't regard as anything, what he's got in his heart. What treasures are buried in there and where he is by Allah Ta'ala, who knows that. So Allah has kept his treasures everywhere. Ehli dunya to chaman mein hai gulo ke bande. The people of this dunya are in beautiful gardens and they are the slaves of roses. They see all the beauty of this dunya, they are overtaken by these things. Unke diwane to jaate hai bayabano ko. But the bad lovers of Allah, they go to the jungles to find Allah. They don't go to the botanical gardens, they don't go to Zoo Lake, they don't go to the wilderness, they don't go to Naisna and the garden route and Eastern Transvaal. They go out in the jungles and there they are engaged with Allah Ta'ala. نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو اہل دنیا کو ہے راس یہ فانی دنیا. The people of this dunya, اہل دنیا کو ہے راس. They are satisfied and they enjoy this temporary dunya. This is for them, they are very happy. We went to see these caves and we went for excursion and all that. نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو. And the people who are the lovers of Allah, when they say that Allah, and what they enjoy in that, and that express their love when they are now just immersed in their zikr. Our basic zikr also we can't. But these people just enjoy making zikr and what connection they have with Allah Ta'ala. Husne fani buto par mare kargas lekin. On this temporary beauty, these vultures who look for carrion, who look for dead things. They give their lives for this. Those who are going after this temporary dunya, they are giving their lives for dead things. Things which are going to die and perish and Allah will destroy and there will be nothing of it. Sehrahu mubarak tere diwano ko. And those who go in the jungles and there they take Allah Ta'ala's name, very fortunate are those people. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, when he came to South Africa, and when they should travel to all these places where all these jungles are, this wilderness and the jungles, then he should listen to Maulana Rafiq, he should take with Haturani, and he should read Quran Sharif there. And then he should just tear and cry in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Once when Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, they went for some Dini matter towards Kashmir in Pakistan, and Mufti Taqi Usmani was with. And Mufti Taqi Usmani was looking at his kitabs. So he told him that you're looking at your kitabs, very good. But look at this, the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. What and what, how Allah has made all this. Look at this also. Read this kitab also. That is when a person can read that kitab. And a person can't read that kitab, then what is he going to benefit from there? Humne diwanon se seekhe hai muhabbat akhtar. Hadrat says, we learned how to make love and what love is from the mad lovers of Allah. That is where you will get that. Normally, you won't get that in big kitabs and big lectures and all that. But those who are madly in love with you, Maulana Azizur Rahman of Pakistan, when he came, then every time he should say, come, let's sit down, have a zikr majlis. And he explained there, one great buzur, whenever you go and meet him, chalo, zikr kare. And he would start, half an hour zikr, 1 hour zikr. Like that was the, zikr was the food. And today our tilawat, we just try and dodge it, make some excuse, zikr we make excuses, just little bit here there. If Allah makes that, we get that love and enjoyment in the zikr. Hai, ye dard kaha milta hai farzano ko. Hai, what a pity. People of intellect, where can they get this? This you get from mad people who are made in love, not from intelligence and that. You don't get this from there. You get this from these people who are so absorbed in the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities. We just talking and hearing and that, but it's not far-fetched that Allah bless us with that, and we get great enjoyment in taking the name of Allah Ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurukum. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aav gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Tu kar bekhabar sari khabron se mujhko, ilahi rahu bas khabardar tera. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں، سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں، جب تک تن میں جان رہے، لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے، جذب میں پرنا ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے، لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا اکران رہے، اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زباں ہے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کون و مکان میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جن و انس و حور و ملائکہ، عرش و کرسی، چرخ و زمین، کون و مکان میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعرہ مستانہ خوشمی آیدم، تابد جانا چنی می بایدم، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، کیسا پیارا نام ہے اللہ، اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 اللہ، آہ راجز آسا فاطمہ ہم دم نبود، راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود. اللہ 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 اللہ. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن بس دعا مانگتا ہوں. ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروزے جزا مانگتا ہوں. اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے، تجھے غم میں کیا. اللہ 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 اللہ. غالبی و جازبائے مشتری، شاہ در درما نگارا واخری. اللہ 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 اللہ. ونحن اقرب الیہ من حبل الورید. اللہ 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 اللہ.
When making the zikr, when la ilaha illallah, not that we have got that reality, but ya Allah, we want the reality that you come into our hearts, that the treasures of Jannat come into our hearts, etc. And when we make the zikr of Ismi Zat, Allah, Allah, then we make dua that ya Allah, give us that love of yours, that reality of that love, put it into our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality and the benefits of zikr, and may Allah accept it, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكر الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والسلامة من كل إثم والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجتا، ولا دينا إلا قضيتا، ولا مريضا إلا شفيتا، ولا حاجة من هوائج الدنيا والآخرة، ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا راحم المساكين. ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا، ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا، فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم اجعل نبيا لنا فرطا وهدى لنا موردا. اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي واستعملنا بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي وجعلنا من حزبي. اللهم اجعلنا من رفقاء من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم اصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر وهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والهد إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقرت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مزلة. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان وجلنا هداة محتلين. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مليئا مريا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير عاجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم انشر رحمتك علينا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم احفظنا من كل فتن ما ظهر من وبطن. اللهم اقنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربانا صغيرا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا واغفر موتانا. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان وغالهم على عدوك وعدوهم وثبت الخلافة الحقانية في جميع العالم وجعلنا سببا لذلك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما وعده. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, tomorrow morning after the Fajr Salah there will be a program, and then at 10 o'clock inshallah will be the program taking place here. There will be an important mashwara regarding the Islahi Jalsa, which normally takes place in Rabiul Akhir, Jamadul Ula. So we humbly request the brothers inshallah about 10:15. We should all try to be here inshallah for the mashwara. Jazakumullah.